we know that UK households are spending almost twice as much money on heating their houses this winter as they were last winter. A lot of people are really, really struggling to heat their houses and are suffering from cold as a consequence, or have been suffering from cold as a consequence. So what we're asking for is in this campaign is for politicians of all parties to commit to three demands, if you like, or three asks. The first is additional financial support to keep those who are struggling most warm in winter. That includes the coming winter as well as the one we've just been through. An emergency program to insulate our homes, starting with the leakiest homes, because as you may know, so many homes in Britain are poorly insulated, are drafty, and this means that people are having to spend a lot more than they really need to trying to keep warm. And the third thing is that we need to rethink our approach to energy because, as we know, burning coal, oil, and gas to keep homes warm and to fuel industry is contributing to climate breakdown. And we just heard from the International Panel on Climate Change yesterday that things are getting much worse and that we need to move much more quickly if we are to avoid really disastrous effects. So we need to move away from the use of coal, oil, and gas towards renewable sources of energy. Those are the three aims of the campaign. And what we're trying to do is to build up in the run-up to the next election, which is quite a long way ahead, but we're trying to build local support across the country for these demands and to get politicians of all political parties to commit to action in support of those demands. It's being coordinated by the charity Friends of the Earth, and it's taking off in cities, towns, and even villages across the country. And we're hoping to build it up into a national movement, which will be presenting petitions to politicians, lobbying parliament, and so forth in the run-up to the 2024 election. Organisations like the Market Harbour and Bowdens Charity, Home Start South Leicestershire, Harbour Rotary, Harbour District Children's and Youth Charity, Age UK, Greens, Jubilee Food Bank, Sustainable Harbour Community are all expressing their support and giving their support for this campaign. And what we want to do on this Saturday afternoon, kicking off at 2 o'clock, is to hold a kickoff event at Market Harbour Methodist Church in Northampton Road. And we invite as many people as possible to come along and join us at that event. We can hear more about the impact of the energy crisis here in Harborough. People can find out more about the United for Warm Homes campaign and the petition associated with it. And we're also asking people to come and perhaps help us plan for action during the campaign. What do people in Harborough need? How can the campaign help them? What would be the best kind of tactics to use to get our message across here in Harborough? And there'll also be advice on what people can access on reducing their heat loss, cutting bills, and getting help to improve home energy efficiency.